sober. Well, I'm confused. I wish you would all shut up. I said, I ain't a dummy. I just need to sober up.
You're watching or listening to We Got Your Six and Six Patriot Playtime. We are We the People, the People's Patriot Project.
Shocking awe when it comes to meeting the needs of our veterans and first responders. We are dealing with a new enemy in today's world where the wounds are not always seen. We want you to be a part of this mission in saving lives and making a difference. Welcome to We Got Your 6 at 6 Patriot Playtime. Here's the We P3 team bringing you today's best heroes hits in the boots on the ground organizations that are saving lives. And as always, Patriot Pride.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the People's Patriot Project. We've got your 6 at 6 and Patriot Playtime. It is March 20th. Gosh, 6 o'clock Sunday night, where we are every week. I am Andrea Eichmann with People's Patriot Project. We are bringing you our weekly show slash podcast called We Got Your 6 at 6. Every week, we bring you a guest and many times a new musician. We share all the good and not always so good things happening in our world. Tonight's show promises to be an evening of fun and amazing discussion. I think there's food, music, money, something about support team. Anyway, first I'm going to ask, however, that you take off your hat and stand if you can and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America And to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. Thank you. This week, we have some awesome guests in the house. We have got Brian Jacobs, chef influencer, founder of Vets to Success, and many other talents that we can't wait to hear about. And then we are joined by Three Beards, who was recommended to us by Fred Lewis the other day. We mentioned, one of our guests did a little call out saying that we needed some rock music. We do have a lot of country music guests, and we've had some R&B and pop music, and we had one, what's that called again, Mark?
Screamo.
We had a Screamo band. They all come with the influence of veteran and first responder members. And so they will be sharing some new, exciting music. I say new because I've been listening all week getting ready for this. I'm super excited. It might be new to a lot of our listeners, and I think they're all going to enjoy it immensely. I think we're going to get to know a lot about our guests this week. So I'm
totally stoked. Totally stoked. Coming into the show tonight, we had Jack Yoder on our WP3 radio. You heard that. I got to do the shout out again, and it's not going to be our final intro, but just kind of a little play on our old intro with our new intro. But again, thank you to the amazing Dom Kurz for giving us the instrumental track to roll on. To start the show, it just gave me the Holy Ghost bumps, and just love having the guy in the network. And he's a Texas musician. We need to connect him with Three Beards down there and let them do a little bit of that Southern rock thing that they'd like to do. And I think it'd be a good matchup. You guys need to check out Dom Kurz if you get a chance. But we do have Three Beards in the house with us, and Mr. Brian Jacobs, who has a resume that just doesn't end. And I've been enjoying watching. He runs or works in an organization called Reveille as well. And I've been watching the food he's been putting out. And I'm a food snob. I know no one could probably be able to tell that, but I'm a food snob. And I absolutely enjoy watching, creating myself. I have zero professional education in the realms of food, but I do okay. I'm not cracking the can of Hormel very often. That's awesome.
Hey, okay, so, gets it done. You know, that's what I say.
No such thing as okay. Shock and awe, baby. Shock and awe. That's what we believe in.
Shock and awe.
Yeah.
Let him get started. Oh my gosh, he's got a new toy. He's got some new voice toy. Yeah, he's wait till the belches and farts come in. It's a good time. Well, I think we have to shout out a little bit. We've got Tammy. We've got Storm Riders in the house. Thank you, Storm Riders, for being here.
A whole slew of them.
I think your buddy Pat Cornwell is in the house. We've got Jeff Staves, our neighbor of honor, Jeff Staves, in the house, who is doing some work with us, which we appreciate. Chris Moore, thank you so much. I'm happy that you are here. Jeremy, Tina, Quint, Derek Iozio, thank you so much for being here. Man, we love you guys. Oh, my goodness. First day of spring. That's today. Woof, happy first day of spring. I don't think I put that on my list of events. Thanks, Jeff. You're hired. I love it.
Because a lot of those names were part of a group that we call the Storm Riders.
Hey, you want to end your life? Now and again we try to just stay alive. Maybe we'll turn it around because it's not too late. See the side reflected, and if there's something wrong, who would have guessed it?
Awesome. Storm Riders. Love it.
They have such an amazing mission, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. But last week we finalized, we are officially their fiscal sponsor and just kind of driving the force forward and getting the tip of the spear nice and sharp and honed to make sure that we are the shock and awe and that people are going to see us. And that's the biggest piece that we're doing it. It's awesome. Hey, did we get into the news yet, or did I miss that whole thing?
No, not yet. I saw some news. It's the first day of spring. Is Pat's in Wyoming, right?
Yes.
First day of spring, and it's snowing out there.
He's up there in the, I was going to say Medicine Bow. That's not right. Pat, help us out. It's, I know the mountain range. It's right there. On the south side of the Bighorn Basin. Yeah, Wind River Reservation. Wind River Mountain Range, sorry.
Basketball.
I knew it would come to me. Yeah.
Basketball stuff. Much respect back at you, Jeremy. Thank you very much, Tina and Quinn. You guys are awesome. All right. Well, besides for the first day of spring, let me tell you, it is still Women's History Month. And I'm just going to tell you, just watch a little TV. There's so much information out there. So much going on. I did actually spend the day watching women's basketball today. One of my former volleyball players is playing in Creighton at Creighton University, and they upset number 2 Iowa. So that was pretty exciting. One point. So congrats, Mal, and the breaks. So yeah, just pay attention. Women's History Month. We got 2 weeks left. Let's get in what we can to thank all those women who, not just military service, but backing up the military service, supporting the military service, inventing things, carrying things through, leading things. I did not mention last week that the 18th, so 2 days ago, was National Supreme Sacrifice Day. And that honors those who have made tremendous sacrifices for the sake and the good of others, as well as those who sacrifice their lives every day for us. So we have active duty military and veterans and first responders to all in that. Please honor someone who gave the ultimate sacrifice. You can visit with their families, support them, give them a call, and also support those in uniform who place their lives on the line daily. You can visit a local memorial. You can learn more of the names of local heroes. Say their names. That's how we keep their memories alive. There are events that go on this day and week as well. So check those out in the name of National Supreme Sacrifice Day. The 21st, so tomorrow, Rosie the Riveter Day. We celebrate Rosie the Riveter, and it's appropriate since it is Women's History Month. You know, that's for American women who, you know, went to work during World War II. So when I talk about those backup women, man, oh man, where would we have been without women working outside their homes for that time. And then March 25th is National Medal of Honor Day. And that's observed every year on March 25th. It's dedicated to Medal of Honor recipients. Each branch of the U.S. military awards the Medal of Honor to those who have distinguished themselves conspicuously by gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty. According to the Department of Veteran Affairs official site, the Medal of Honor is awarded only to military members, and it is awarded by Congress and also known as the Congressional Medal of Honor. National Medal of Honor Day is a time to remember the sacrifices of men and women in uniform who have earned this highest of military honors. So that's what we have in the big picture news today. Lost Brian. Oh,
yesterday you were involved with an event with R2R. Tell us how that went.
Yes, and I got to do a shout out to Beth, who's in the house. Beth, awesome. Thanks for being here. We haven't played the music yet. I told her to come listen to the music. So I got invited to be a judge for a chili cook-off yesterday. And it was such a beautiful day in Minnesota. I'm pretty sure there would have been a lot more people there. Even though, I mean, it was a full house, but there was a little bit of chili left over, I believe. I got to judge the chilies. We had this little score sheet. It was, interesting, to say the least. All the different flavors, taste, some of the colors. And then that made me think, gosh, how do I judge color when they're different colors? So, you know, I probably thought about it a lot. But the top three were amazing, amazing good chilies. And I got to tell you guys, these from Texas, and then Brian knows about cooking and chefery and stuff. And there were beans in all the chili, including the chicken chili yesterday. So
I wish I had that queued up right now.
Oh,
say that again, Andrea. Say that again.
Say what again?
What you just said.
You're gonna no just beans in the chili? Oh, excuse me.
I love it.
Oh, all the chili had beans. Got you. I told you guys. I told you. Oh, my gosh. All right. It was fun. Beth and Rachel were there, and I met some of the gang. And this is a group we'll be hanging out with for the ride in August. So looking forward to all of that.
Brian Jacobs, have you ever entered a chili cook-off contest?
You know, I've judged quite a few of them. I've never entered one. I'm due. I mean, it's the way I'm cooking now is I want to do one, because I'm doing everything with fire, smoke, and open wood fire. So nothing's being done via gas. So everything's done on a offset smoker. And I'm going direct to flame now with a lot of things I used would not to. So changing the game a little bit, actually.
Are you hitting on me right now?
Not, you know, I talk dirty, you know, secretly, you know, it's like music, subliminal messaging just got transferred through here.
Yeah. And I'm sure we could just fill the entire time with talking about culinary thing, because
we could.
I personally believe the route to your soul is through your stomach, and I practice that like extensively daily. Yeah. And I always mention I'm a food snob, but you know, you were talking about the natural aspect of preparing food. Yeah. And I think that's something that I've stumbled on, and just it makes it so much better.
Yeah. It's a different, it's just another level of love that you, it's, but the problem is it takes time and patience, which the world is kind of lacking on. So, and for the common person, it's, you know, when I talk about going out to eat, you know, you should go out to eat for an experience. And that's when you can create those experiences, you can't get them anywhere else. That's what's going to make you successful, is that you care that much to put into it. So, and that's what's going to keep people coming back to your house.
We launched into the conversation way before I wanted to, but we'll just let it go there and let it naturally. I wish more restaurants would focus on the small plates so you can experience more, because that was the piece that you just talked about, was the experience. And that's one of the greatest parts that I enjoy with my family and friends. I mean, even Miss Eichmann and I have found a way to, when we go out, we will get something different so that we can try different flavors and different things. And, no, I experience, and that fits into our recalibration retreats or processing. And you don't know what you don't know. And food is one of those pieces that if you've never had a good steak, you don't know what a good steak is.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's funny you bring that up. We had the, I guess they're the head of the American Legion, and they're out of Texas. The headquarters post for All American Legions came out, and I cooked for them here in Florida when they were doing their yearly rounds. And I did a reverse sear smoked tomahawk ribeyes is what I did for them. Nice. And yeah, they were, when I say it's a next level steak, I'd have to, I mean, they sit in this like asado approach with garlic rub, fresh crushed pepper that's been smoked on them for about 10 to 12 hours. And then they get smoked at 100 degrees. So they're about 120. And then you sear them hard. You talk about, like, I had Texans compliment a steak. So when Texans can compliment a steak, I'm doing okay. So, yeah. And it was straight hickory hardwood. So I was okay. I felt good that day.
Brian, this is going to cause a problem. I'm going to let you know right now.
That, hey, look, if you got to step away and eat, I get it. I understand.
No, no. You know, I have to admit, personally, Andrea was witness to this. We did an event this last October where we had a bunch of Texas musicians come up who claimed I made their best ribeye they've ever had.
So New York is friendly, man.
We might have to.
Texas, man, I'm telling you, I'd have to see you there. I know some guys who make pretty mean steaks and pretty mean briskets.
Yeah, me, I look, I do too. I know the guys who trained under Aaron Franklin and in a couple places. Might have stole some secrets myself.
Uh-oh.
So this lady doesn't get interesting. I mean, I got a mobile restaurant. I'll show up.
Hey, man, I'll send my address.
I love it. Let us know when you do that too. We'll be down.
Oh my gosh! Did you just hear what he said, Andrea?
Why, he has a mobile restaurant.
Do you think your mobile restaurant could get to Alaska?
It can pretty much get anywhere I want it to, depending on how we get it there. That's the goal of it. Any place, anytime.
Nice.
We'll have that conversation post show today.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity. And this is awesome. This is awesome.
Okay, but I gotta throw Brian.
You're not the
Mark. Oh. There's one more compliment that you got, remember? But you were in Illinois.
Well, yeah.
And he had to rescue.
We had another guy. Yeah.
He had to rescue a day and none other than Chris Turner asked him how some Wyoming boy could make barbecue like he did. And I'm just saying, he was handed 21 pork shoulders, right? 21 pork shoulders and this big pig smoker that was not airtight or even close to it. And then wood of a type we didn't know at all.
This is not about me tonight. This is about...
No, but you made the most amazing steak. So it's not a challenge. It's not a challenge. He just got a great shout out.
Stop it. You're just starting fights right now.
No challenge.
Well,
I'm just saying, my gourmet grilled cheese.
We're going to have to find a group of veterans that need to be fed one day and all end up at the same place.
We need to be fed. I volunteer that group.
And you know what? That's the funnest part about what we have been getting to do is everyone that we've had on our show, and not everyone, but we've found a way to connect with them in some very natural meeting across the country at some point, sometime, someplace. I was talking with Three Beards Group prior to the show. We're going to be down in Texas at the end of April for the Chattel Foundation event. And hopefully there's a chance that we can rub some elbows and just get together and hang. And I know that there will be some bands playing there, but I don't want to step on anyone's toes or anything. But maybe if everyone was in the same place at the same time. And have you guys heard Shannon Book?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shannon will be there.
It's right up here, Hill Country, right?
Yeah, yeah. So exciting stuff. Well, I was going to say, Brian, don't hang tight. We're not done talking with you. I'd like to introduce the crew of three. Now, do you guys go officially by Three Beards Band or just Three Beards?
Three Beards.
Okay.
But our website's threebeardsband.com.
That's where I got it.
Stuff is hard.
That's where I got. So I put it on the promo and I apologize. We want to get it right.
That's what people will Google.
So sure. Awesome.
I think we're the Three Beards company, so it helps to separate it.
We're so excited because we've always said when we launched, we got your 6 at 6, Patriot Playtime, that you know our favorites were always when the bands came on or the musicians came on and played live. Because it seems more natural. We get to hear the influence of the artists. And so we're excited. Tell us about your story, how you guys got together.
Right on. Well, first, my name's Hank Barb. Over here, this is John Eric Delazerta, Marine Corps.
How you doing?
Desert Storm, first one. Julian Menchaca, retired 20 years, started first class, Army, Desert Storm, Iraq, first one. Xavier Valadez, we went to middle school together, and he wasn't in the military, but he's played some shows with us, supporting everybody, and I was in the Army for a little while. Marines too. I was in the Marines and then the Army for a little while. But I was a medic when I was in the Army in the 3rd 325, Fort Bragg. And then I left there and went and became a flight medic. And so we did like search and rescue and medevac stuff in Iraq. And I did that during the initial invasion of Iraq. And hurt myself doing something dumb. You know, not in trouble, but it wasn't bad guys that hurt me. It was me. Ended up getting medically retired. Struggled really, really bad for a while because I felt like I didn't really have the mission that I had before. You know, because like being a medic in combat, that's like life or death stuff, right? And then when I got out, you know, all I had to do was go to work. You know, and nobody's going to die at work. You know, nobody's going to like it. It just didn't feel as important to me, and it messed with me. I felt like I was less than I was. And so I started trying to hurt myself. And I think a lot of that was the mental health medicines. They were still trying to figure out stuff that helped. And they put me on this stuff that my friend Boone Cutler used to call this a zombie cocktail. Right. Mm-hmm. And man, I hurt myself pretty good. I broke my neck. I broke my shoulders, my hip. Tore my diaphragm and my liver went up above my heart. And then they fixed it. And the VA made a caregiver live with me. And I'd sit around the house playing a piano or playing with the guitar. And she dragged me out to this open mic one time because she was tired of me sitting at the house complaining. And when I got up and played, I think I played like James Taylor, Fire and Rain, right? And it went so well that I think within a couple months I was on a record label, you know? And now here we are later, you know, we get to play all over the place. We played at the inauguration, you know, in 2017. We've got to play parties for NATO. Right now we have a song that's been in the top 100, like in America, like top 40 radio charts for 2 weeks now, you know? So right now things are going pretty good. This is about 10 years in now.
Wow. Well, first of all, with you, brother, we're with you. And that is an important part of the post mission is finding our brothers and sisters who have kind of not come all the way home. I mean, last weekend we had the Kim Donnett band and they made a song after one of our shows one night that it's called Come Home. And a lot of our world doesn't quite understand that. There's when you go into the military, and I'm not sharing this for the people on the panel, I'm sharing this for anyone else who's listening. You're going in as a 17 to 21 year old young man, young woman who knows everything about the world until they realize they don't know everything about the world. And they're following a stringent process called the military is what it's called. It's rigorous. It's emotionally abusive in a sense. It's to create or make you into a soldier. It's not meant to be abusive. It's meant to train you. And at the end of it, of that training, you get to go into combat. Not everyone gets to, but a lot of our brothers and sisters do. And you get to lose a piece of yourself every day you wake up and you see something that doesn't necessarily fit in the natural mold of what we get to do as we walk down our streets in the United States. And I say United States because we've got some countries that are in conflict right now that they'll get to deal with some of that trauma. They'll get to deal with some of those exposures that make life not very fun. And so I'm so glad you found your way, brother. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're with us. I'm glad you have your message. And keep sharing it. We're here with you. And we're here to support you however we can do that. And make sure that we get the word out so we can get some other brothers and sisters committed to being with us tomorrow. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
Well, do you have a song that's going to fit into that, or are you going to go with your own stuff now?
We do. We actually do Blood Makes the Grass Grow, right? So we actually wrote a song about combat. This is going to be the first time we've played it together in a little while because we've all been to the winds. We're just waiting on Xavier. Mm-hmm. This song, it's basically about being in the infantry, right? And you know, there's some lines in it. Okay, let's go, which let's go is a 325 Airborne Infantry motto, right? And when it goes into the chorus, you know, it's the 325, 327, and then 82nd. 327 is 101st unit, right? But we're just hoping I don't mess it up. So.
Fun. Is there a story behind it?
It's just that was a cadence when I was in, you know, they tell you that in the infantry, hey, blood makes the grass grow. And that's like,
yeah.
Just I kind of came up with that little riff. And then these guys put this like magic stuff behind it and it felt like a cadence, right? That's where that blood comes from.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
It's fun. I like it.
I love it.
Blood is fine.
Have you noticed how many of the cadences have become mainstream in other songs lately?
Absolutely. Well,
they're starting to grab onto it.
Which we want to do too. So.
All right.
No, I mean the songs that we want to become mainstream that are like have cadences in
them. Absolutely. No, 100%. let's get it out there. Let's we'll get it up on WP3 Radio as well, and we'll get it out there so people can find it, and we'll post the heck out of it this week. We might have lost some of our viewers tonight because of some copyright infringement stuff, but we'll get past that too. We'll figure it out.
I think
Storm Riders, we love you, but that might have been the well. Sony's not happy with us right now. We got some messaging that
I think that yeah.
I've had we put a video out, which is out right now. It's called "Thinking of You." Look at it. It's on YouTube or go to our Facebook page and see it. That's our song that's on the radio right now. And it, the first thing that YouTube did, and I released it on our band's channel, right? But as soon as it happened, copyright infringement, can't be monetized. And I was like, what the heck? And it was just because our distributor said, oh no, we pay him, you know?
Yeah. So because it's on our radio and we are monetized and royalty paying, we do get to do that with our podcast as well.
We'll make sure you report it to media base because we get points for that.
Yep. Oh, yeah. 100%. Yes, you do. Podcasts actually bring a little bit more in than spins. So we make sure
that's awesome because we were number 96 on the media base top 40 charts last week and 99 this week. So we're happy. Like we want to do better with it. Like the song that's on the radio is our least favorite song on the whole album, right?
But that's
the radio promoter and our producer were like, that's the one.
Well, we'll make sure we get as much as you want us to load onto the station. We load it all, and we make sure it gets on there, and we spin it with all the other veterans. I mean, we've been luckily been able to drop like 5 musicians' names since we started this thing tonight, and
nice.
And we'd like to continue our relationship with you guys. And we're not done with you. I'd like to bring Brian back into the picture a little bit again, and you're attached, connected, and working with many organizations. Like I said, the resume is pretty long and thick. Tell me about where your heart's passion is, what it got, where we got. I mean, you're a chef.
Yeah.
And we actually tried bringing you on the show last year's Super Bowl, and then we just realized that probably wasn't going to work out and not a huge deal. Because you guys are kind of busy during those times, aren't you?
You know, it just if it's one thing, it's another. That's what I'll say. I mean, not only that, but the ideas don't stop, and the give back doesn't stop, and you know, the impact in lives doesn't stop. You know, that's primarily where it boils down to, and that's kind of, you know, I've had to do some soul searching and really understand where I'm taking not only, you know, me as a business owner, but where my truth lies within business. And so that's a self-reflection that has really paid off.
When was the first time you learned to cook, or when would you say this is something I want to do?
You know, it's you know, back 8 years old, I was just chosen out of the best mud pies in the driveway from all the grandkids. And the granddaddy was a chef, World War II chef actually. And, it started there, and then, you know, my dad was a Southern Georgia boy, and so it started with some good old, you know, food from there, good old food from Carolina, and granddaddy was German, and so everything had gravy on it. So I was a really well-fed child, I'll say that, and definitely did not need floating devices to survive in the pool, I'll put it that way. And it just became a passion. I started learning where food came from. We grew our own food. I foraged my own food. I went to real cattle farms, pig farms, chicken farms. I had a culinary raising, and that was a big deal. And that kind of really is what changed my passion in food and how I want food to be portrayed through what I do.
That was really awesome. Yeah, it's an art, and it's amazing when that art makes you feel good on the inside. And,
yeah.
I've been watching from the start, and you're one of the ones I like to tune into and see what you got going next. And you provide this opportunity for other vets, don't you?
I do. Actually, originally I was known at one time as H&3 FMF Jacobs, Navy corpsman, OIF, Invasion 03, went back in 05 with AMBAR, and was with 2nd Line Reconnaissance Battalion out of 2nd Marine Division with Task Force Tarawa, did Battle of Nasiriyah, which today marks our 20th anniversary, or getting close to the 20-year anniversary of us invading Iraq. And it's pretty interesting, you know, for a lot of guys who went over and did the NAS. You know, they still have the Battle of Nasiriyah of survivors that come back and hang out once a year. And the list is getting smaller. I've actually never been to a reunion. It's a weird, I don't know, to hear a reunion after combat. It's a tough thing to think about. And, you know, this really all started cooking and, you know, where I'm at in my life. You know, I kind of got my purpose in darkness. I lost my younger brother to veteran suicide back in Memorial Day weekend 2014. Marine Corps veteran himself served with me in OIF-1. We did the invasion together. And unfortunately, both of us, went back in 05 as well. And both of us just got out and unfortunately we hit the ground, not running. We just hit the ground and it happened to fall into the biggest pothole, much like I hear from my other brothers who doesn't matter where you were, what you did when you got out, your purpose just wasn't there. And it was something I struggled with. Like I, you know, and I'm not to say it's good to hear that other people struggled with it, but you don't feel as alone. Knowing that that struggle was purposeful, and to see other brothers and sisters succeed and find their talents in music or art or whatever they found purpose in, it's invigorating to say the least. And so, you know, I signed up for culinary school. I was actually homeless at the time, and I decided to go to culinary school. I signed up. I didn't realize then what I knew now. And then that was, if you don't chase the money and, you know, that will come, you know, chase the knowledge. And that's what I've spent my life doing since 2008 is chase the knowledge and the money will come. But then it's turned into something greater than that. After I lost my younger brother to veteran suicide, decided I wanted to change lives through food, not just the people who are eating food, but the people who are creating it. So started a nonprofit in 2017 called Vets to Success, which is dedicated to the habit and behavioral health reintegration of homeless, displaced, and second chance veterans who are your not so shiny stars. We've extended it to their families. So I'm like the Navy Federal of Help now, is how I like to say. And because it's veterans and their families. So it's kind of my little play. But it's grown into a company, a business now. We retrain those veterans as chefs, bakers, brewers. We're eventually going to get in some bigger things. Right now, we've turned into a catering meals company. We're going to be operating as a catering company called Reve, which means dream. And the newest concept, which is our mobile restaurant, mobile smokehouse concept called the Liberty Smokehouse, which is founded based off the shirt you're wearing right there, is getting back to love thy neighbor, back where food should come from, back to taking care of the community, that a business should be doing good work in the community, and we should be breaking bread together and doing the things that we love to do and making a difference doing what we love.
Whatever happened to that piece? I really think that's a piece that we're missing in America again, is when you got together in those community events and you – The block would come together and do a barbecue together. Get back to doing that, people. I don't care who your neighbor is. Go break bread with them. And I promise you, this nonsense we're listening to on the news and all that will go away. I promise you it will.
Yeah.
Just get to know each other.
We're a mobile restaurant concept. I'm being a chef, you know, I get so confused about why I pick a spot and pray about it and hope that, you know, someone provides. No, I'm just going to take food and my purpose to the world instead. You know, I'm taking what we love to do, making an impact and using kind of Marine Corps military strategy and invading a city. I've taken an M35A2 and retrofitted it into a mobile cookhouse, and behind it towing a Market 85 trailer right now. And then we're building the mobile restaurant out right now. It should be about 6 to 9 months out. For total completion, we have a 22 and a 44 that pops open it and looks like a restaurant, unfolds like a transformer, and we can set up at any place at any time and meet any need. Looking at this as an opportunity, not just for myself, but to inspire and give other chefs the opportunity to do their tricks of the trade, show forth what they can do. And then once you invade a city, you win the hearts and minds, you make good work in the community, you set up a brick and mortar like a base, and then you go invade your next city and go do the good work. And I had to look back and say what worked and then go forward with what I should be doing.
My head is just spinning a million miles an hour right now, only in the fact that I love the collaborative process, and I just I love putting people in the same place at the same time to have the same passion. I do feel there's an important piece, and I hope this doesn't infringe on your personal space, but what was your brother's name?
So my brother's name was Kevin Jacobs. I lost him. It was Lance Cooley for Life Club. And so it was interesting because I was a Navy corpsman. So I was a doc and he was the Marine, you know, and everybody would always say, hey, call your brother so he can find out what's wrong with me. So, and he was over in 3-7 out in the stumps. So it's kind of funny. He's like, call your own doc. He's like, they like you better. I'm like, all right, I'll deal with it.
Well, we're with you in that, and we know that's something you will never get over. And it's important to say their names. Kevin Jacobs, thank you for your service. And
appreciate that.
With that said, this is an important time to remember to reach out to your brothers and sisters. It is a buddy check. It is don't sit there and put it off. Don't say I'll wait till tomorrow. Literally, reach out to your real brothers and sisters. Literally, reach out to your combat brothers and sisters and have a conversation. It only takes a hi sometimes. It only takes hi, how you doing? Thought of you today. Take the time to do it. This is your buddy check opportunity. What's your favorite dish that you make?
Oh, man, that's, you know, that I think that's my least favorite question. I got to tell you that.
I know it. It's,
you know,
it's my least favorite, too.
I love to cook. I mean, I can do pastry, bread, everything I do is from scratch though. So I have my own sourdough base. I make sourdough breads, brioches, buns, everything comes from like life. I really have this mad respect. I ferment my own pickles, ferment my own vegetables. Like I'm kind of almost like I'm mad about it. It's super passionate. It's like, it's kind of like writing music. Like every note counts, every little piece counts. And like, this is my orchestra. And I present it in a way that people get to feel that vibe from it. I like to put people to sleep and not in the physical sense, you know, like I don't want to choke you out. Maybe sometimes I do, depending who you are. But for the most part, I like for you to take the night food. So it's super important to me to give people an experience that they're never going to have again. And this is where I got rid of gas. I said, you know what, if I'm going to cook, I'm going to do it in a way that challenges me to be a better person. It makes me work harder. It makes the people around me, you know, look to see what they can hold me to accountability better. I mean, I can go on, turn the burner on and put something on fire. Cool. Now, when you're dealing with wood and you're dealing with smoke and you're dealing with, you know, it's a different beast.
You're inspiring me just in the conversation because it is it's a place where you can grow, and it's always a place that you can always add on. I'm going to tell you right now, you got me beat on the bread stuff. I don't have the patience for bread. I probably beat it up too much, and so that ends up getting tough.
That's what made me do it. Right? Is I wasn't good at it. And I think so many times that we limit ourselves, especially in food, is this is what I'm good at. Well, go do the things you're not good at, because that little bit of accomplishment is going to make you do something in life that you're not good at. You know, that's what we do in Vets of Success. We use food to help people jump that curve of how do I fix myself? How do I get my good ingredients back? How do I get rid of my bad ingredients in life? And I put good ingredients back in it. How do I source those? Because once you start doing that and challenge yourself in food, you go out, oh, I can do that. Okay, go do this in life now. You know, and it's been, at least to say, it's been interesting. I mean, I had a veteran not long call me that was 2 years ago, street homeless, just bought a home, Thanksgiving. And that to me is I mean, as I tell people, I couldn't save one life, but I've saved 44, you know, in countless other families. So, you know, God's put this purpose in my life, and I'm just going to share with anybody who's got a spoon and a fork and willing to take a bite.
This comes in different forms. So how many people do you have in training right now?
Right now we're about to relaunch a class. So one of my biggest issues is what I found is, so if we can bring brothers and sisters together and put them on a new mission and put them into a new fight, I've got to maintain that integrity of that new platoon. So we created the Liberty Smokehouse for that purpose. So when you come and eat with us, those men and women that are back there cooking and putting their time into the smoke and fire and learning that trade are that new platoon. So what I used to do is hire them out to Ritz-Carlton's and this place and that place. And what I started to see is almost, and I hate to call it combat stress, but it was, because they were in chaos and they weren't able to keep composure because they didn't have their brothers and sisters on the same fight, same mission. And they would come back and they would regain composure because the guy left, right, front, and back had their six. So I said, you know, I've got to create something instead of just educating and training these ladies and gentlemen to hiring them and putting them back in the mission. So when we launched the Liberty Smokehouse, which would be about 30 days out. So I've done all the body work on the N35A2 myself. I've gotten her. She's still running. She's about to be painted. We're about to get her certified. The trailer's about to be finished up. And so we'll go back to mission the same time. That way, while we're training, we're educating, we're paying, we're hiring, we're bunking. We're a whole element. We're a whole combat team. So it's a little bit different of approach, but I didn't want to
see. It's the holistic. It's really what needs to be done. I mean, right. I'm sorry. This, for all the organizations that are out there, if you're not taking the people out of their element and putting them and giving them full support, and that was Andrew talked about that earlier, it's the full support that makes it happen. Yeah. It's the relationship. It's the boots on the ground, and it's having the conversations that are tough. When, you know what, we need to get this meal out, but I can see you're struggling, but can we, and I don't know how you handle that or manage that, but.
It's the constant contact, right? That's where we lose, right? Is that if, when you're in active duty, you always have somebody who's monitoring you, and it could be a PFC that holds you accountable, even if you're a corporal, because you're like, oh, corporal, you know, your bed wasn't folded right. You want me to get it for you? It's always a buddy check without even knowing that there's a buddy check. And so we're in the same thing in what we're doing in Liberty. There's a rank system. There's time and grade. It's the whole military repossessed back into a body that gets it. They understand service, organization, structure, and they want a purpose to serve again. And so we're going to do that based upon something where we can all have a piece of the pie, no pun intended.
I love it. Well, and you're part of a team. And that's exactly. Really is a military concept with going down to squad, platoon, and, you know, company. Yep. You're part of a team, and if one person's not doing their job, your group is going to falter. Exactly. So I love that. I love every part of the accountability. I love every part of how you're approaching it. I know it's not something that came right away and that you readjusted and fixed and put it back into place. I love it. I love it.
You got to adjust fire for effect, is what they say, right?
We are now, right? We are now. I love it. Let's bring these guys back in again. Three beards.
Hey, man.
I love it, man.
I actually, Brian, that's awesome, man. I was listening to that.
Brother.
And the thing that I like the most and that resonated with me is, like, they're training with these guys, but then they're also working with these guys. So, like you said, they're not learning something, then getting thrown out with people because that's terrifying, right?
It is.
Then, you know, some people they might have to pick up some slack for. Yep. And that's the way it is in a platoon and in your family, right? So
exactly.
So I don't think that I think it's awesome. I'm actually the co-host of this show called Do Good. Mm-hmm. And we go around and we find people that are doing good. Okay. And we monetize. We do this through YouTube, and we're working on some syndication stuff. Me and my friend Justin Roberts, No Greater Love. And what you're doing sounds like something I'd like to talk to you after this about.
I appreciate it.
Love it. Support you a little bit and maybe put some eyeballs on you guys. That's awesome.
I definitely appreciate it. Yeah, you know, the sole purpose really, you know, is about accountability. And I think we have a personal standard that we let go of when we leave the military because we don't recognize the reflection in the mirror anymore. and we lose that accountability, and then we lose what it means to serve, and then we go, why am I here? Unfortunately, my younger brother went through that, and that's when I lost him Memorial Day weekend. And it was, so I asked myself that question. And actually what happened was I went to this thing called Focus out in Missouri. And it was for Wounded Navy Corpsmen Marines. And I went out there for this kind of just this camp. And I met guys from 1-2 and 2-8 when I was in NAS. And so it was interesting. So I'm around my brothers. And out of nowhere, this Marine comes up to me and he goes, what are you going to do with the gift of your brother's death? And I looked at him and I'm like, whoa, this just happened. And I was taken back by it I thought I was insulted at first. And then one of the other Focus counselors came up to me and said, hey, he just lost his son last week to suicide. His son was a Marine. And so he's here doing something with that gift. And he goes, he's doing it because he loves you and he cares about you. So
my brother was an Air Force SP.
Okay.
And he killed himself when he was an active duty, my younger brother.
I'm sorry to hear that, brother. I know that pain all too well.
So man, after this is all said and done, let's link up and see what we can do to help you guys.
Definitely, man. Definitely. And I'm thinking about coming out to Troubadour Fest, by the way, which is in June. So I don't know if you guys are gonna be out there for that at all.
Well, right now, me and Justin have something really massive that's about to happen. We're probably gonna make an announcement about it in a week or two.
Cool.
It's something that we're trying not to put out publicly yet. But we might not be in the area until around June.
Good to go. Awesome. Well, I'll find you guys on social media, correct? Instagram and all this. Yeah.
The show is called Do Good. Uh-huh. And if you Google Do Good Army and Hank Barb, Do Good Army, Justin Roberts, it'll pop up. We've got social media stuff. And you can kind of see what we're about. And I can. Yeah.
Well, we can pass all information in post show here too when we wrap up here. So, Hank, what's your brother's name?
My brother's name was Kirby. Kirby.
Our hearts and thoughts. Thanks for your service, Kirby.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. And again, this is it's so fun doing what this is doing. Only in the fact of the connections that we get to make every week. For some reason, again, we were supposed to have Brian on for the Super Bowl a year ago, and it just wasn't in the cards. It needed to be tonight. And so I'm glad that we're all here. Yeah, we're all here. We're all doing what we need to be doing, and we're at the right place at the right time. So what do you guys got next for us?
We got we have a fun song called Aces and Aches. You guys ready for Aces and Aches? Yep, hit those harmonies. All right, ready? Here we go. We're outside. It's cold. Let me check my tuning real quick. Yep. That was it. All right. Aces and Eights. Take on a run before they find what you've done, man. Cause it's aces and eights, and if they catch you, you're dead, man. So take on and run, for they find what you've done, man. Cause it's aces and eights, and if they catch you, you're dead, man. Better get you gone, man. So take on a run before they find what you.
shot marriage. Aces and eights. Get out of the state or it's a date with the hangman. Aces and eights. It ain't gonna run for they find what you've done, man. Golden six for an eight, and if they catch you a dead man.
Aces and eights. I love it.
Yeah, I love the tune.
You guys don't have fun playing that, do you?
Terrible. You don't get no better than that.
This is what... there's so much that I hear going on, but you guys are just calm doing your thing over there. And I'm like, where's that coming from? Where's that coming from? Where's that coming from?
These guys just, you're all there. Really good. That's what it is.
The magic.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I did put a little post on. I'm laughing inside a little bit because it's cold. I think we almost hit 60 today. And I saw people laying out in their backyards getting the suntan today up here. So
it's still too cold for that here.
What is the temp down there right now?
It's probably about 60 now, right?
Pills.
Like, we got all these machines on us now that'll tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wind tells us. Yeah, it's the wind. Yeah. Nice cold wind.
It's fine.
What's
you guys are good.
Where can we find you guys? Where are we gonna? Where's our audience gonna find you?
Any place that you stream music. Spotify, Pandora, Amazon,
YouTube,
you
name it,
the radio,
radio,
EP3 radio,
and then we have a new album that's coming out. iTunes, Apple Music stuff. We finished an album kind of last summer, right the end of last summer, and we just got the masters back, and so that's about to be coming out probably within a week or two. It should be up on streaming services, but that album's called Blood Makes a Grass Grow.
That's awesome.
We know where that comes from. We'll, like I said, we'll get that all set up on WP3 Radio as well, so you guys can hear it there as well. What's next for you, Brian? What are you working on, and where are we going next?
You know, we're launching the mobile restaurant concepts. That's about 6 to 9 months out. The Liberty Smokehouse, Lady Liberty herself will be launched for the next 30 days. Vets of Success will relaunch Tampa. And from there, we're hitting the streets and making people happy through food and changing lives doing it at the same time. That's what's next.
Awesome. Awesome. How can we support you?
You know, social media is always great. Chef Brian Jacobs is a personal chef. That's my food network stuff I do. And then, the Liberty Smokehouse, Vets of Success on all the channels. And then Reveille will be named Reveille for the Dream, and doing some cool things. Got some really big weddings booked that are some really cool people, and there'll be some live things with that. Can't release a whole lot, but there's a couple things being released that I'm pretty shocked about. If you would have told me this 10 years ago, I'd be doing these weddings, I'd be like, no way. That's the exciting piece.
We stumble on that quite often, in the fact that there are conversations that the world's not meant to know yet. As much as I like to run out there and say, hey, this is what we're doing,
it's me and Xavier.
Sometimes you got to keep that little nice little thing right there in your hand, and I'm going to let it grow up bigger. We'll get it out there for you guys. Digest it.
Yeah, I peek in. I'm like, yep, you're good. You're good. Okay.
I get it. I'm not trying to be secretive. Just the whole world doesn't need to know about it yet.
Not yet.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
Well, and we hit our hour, and we did a great job, and great. But I still want to hear our third song, because we lined these guys up to do three songs, and I want to hear it.
Definitely.
All right. Well,
Taylor, give me feed into it. Can you tell them about the story?
So, in 2011, when my brother killed himself, that was kind of a trigger event for me, I guess, right? And I was doing pretty well. I was a football coach and a high school teacher. And then that sort of set everything off. So I wrote this song about kind of what PTSD felt like to me. And I wrote this after I tried to kill myself. And so the opening line is broken steel, twisted glass. I could smell everything burn over gasoline and grass.
Tell me what you did.
Yeah, I hit a telephone pole going about 60 miles an hour, and I knocked it down, and I knocked the one next to it down, and I broke my neck. I broke my shoulder, my hip, my ankle, both my ankles. I tore my diaphragm, and my liver went up above my heart.
Unfortunately, he broke everything except his spirit, which kept him living.
But they actually, I'm a CPR survivor. And the reason that the police, when they showed up, they just kind of let me go, because I was going to the hospital during CPR, and they were just surprised I was alive. It's like God had other plans. It was the hand of God, right? But he was really mad at me for doing something stupid, and so he just slapped the hell out of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was in a coma for 4 days. But what do they say in Monty Python? It got better, right? So I started doing open mics and stuff like I talked about. But this song right here was the first one. This is a song about kind of like what PTSD feels like. So, you guys ready?
Yep. Get up.
time to go. And I wonder if she'll know. And I might be all right. The broken glass and the twisted steel. I won't rest my soul till they finally dig a hole.
So much truth in your mission, brother. Thank you for being here. I mean, thank you for being alive today. I don't know what your live day is. I mean, I want to celebrate that every time I get a chance to.
August 14th.
You'll figure it out Wednesday.
Yeah. I hit my head really hard.
No, I get it. The more we get this message out, the more that we get this, continue to do this, the more people that will hear that and will reconsider, at least for a moment. Give me a day. That's all I say. Give me one more day. Reach out. I can guarantee you. Everyone that's on this panel today, anyone that's in the WP3 staff, and the 180 other organizations that we affiliate with across the country, take time and reach out. Just take the time. Give me one day, one conversation. It's what we do, and that song is so fitting because I heard the come home message in there as well, and it's time to bring everyone home and all the way home. Amen. And so, thank you. I can't tell you how many times I've been moved by the message that we hear, and it's so important. It's so easy. And it's thank you all. Remember, the People's Patriot Project is an opportunity to serve. It is. If you never had the chance to serve because of a number of reasons, we've heard it. You know, I had flat feet, I had asthma, I had this and that. Well, it's time to stop talking about it and be about it. There is a chance to serve those who have served. And also those who have served. If you're looking for an outlet, we have a plethora of opportunities. Brian, I can see, has opportunities. Three Beards, they will sing to our souls and make sure that we remember every day. And we will. But I promise you, if you reach out to any of these people on this platform tonight, we will get you in the right place at the right time. It's what we do. It's part of the mission.
Appreciate that very much.
Absolutely. Check them out again. Remember, if you're listening to WP3 Radio, you're helping our veterans. You're helping those that have served. And check Brian Jacobs out and all the worlds and things that he's doing. We'll make sure our posts are updated and that we've got all the information out. you guys hang around for the post show so we can continue to collaborate. That's the best part of our show, that we don't let everyone else get to see and be a part of. But it's a part that we enjoy the most. And so with that, Patriot Pride. I'm not fast on my fingers right now. We have a little bit of this.
Fuck off!